Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. And if you're not new to the ministry, then you know that means prayer. But if you are new, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you have a prayer request, don't be shy. There's still time to get on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. The song that I played for tonight to open the service up was You Know My Name by Tasha Cobbs Leonard featuring Jimmy Cravity. I'm going to say it one more time. If you need prayer, don't be shy. That's what we're here for. Get on the phone line. That number is 347-426-3782. We appreciate everybody that's listening online, but if you know you need prayer, you need to be on the phone line. 347-426-3782. Prophetess Paige is going to come on the air, and she's going to pray with the Lord, put in her spirit for tonight. After the woman of God finishes praying with the Lord, gave us to pray on tonight, leading us in prayer, I will come back on. I am Prophetess Paige, and I will come back on. And hopefully I will be praying with you all tonight. Prophetess Paige, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that listening on the phone line or maybe on iTunes or also on Block Talk Radio and those that's listening in far countries. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I want to let y'all know that this is a line, as my sister would say, this is a line super for faith and also encouragement. Maybe you need some encouragement tonight. And just to let you know, thank and praise God for the song that Tasha Cobb and the other young man put out by He Knows Our Name. I want to let you know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you can find that in Hebrews 11:1. And I thank and praise God also, the word of God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. Even though you don't have to see that it's done, but it's already done. Faith is already there. All we have to do is open up and to receive it. In order to receive it, you got to believe it. You got to believe that God is going to do just what He said He's going to do. And according to His word, He is not a God that lies. If He said it, then that means He's going to do it. And I thank and praise God for faith. Faith works, y'all. It really does. It works. All you got to do is just trust and believe it. It works. I have been believing God for some things, and I have not gotten everything yet, but some of the things God has brought forward, faith is doing it. It's doing it, and I'm going to continue to walk and walk out on faith, trusting and believe God. If you want your finances to line up with God's word, you trust God by faith. You sow seed. You sow a seed on what you're believing in. Lord, you want God to make you wealthy, then you got to sow seed on good ground, on faith. Trust God to do it. If you want God to come in and touch your marriage, you got to speak the word over it. The word God tells us that a husband ought to love his wife as though he do the church. And that lets me know that God loves us so much. He loves us so much to the point He loves us so much that God loves us. That let me know God loves us so much. He loves the church. He loves us all. He loves us just that much. And that's how God wants a husband to do. You speak the word. The word of God, that's the only way we're going to get through things is by speaking the word. When you speak the word, don't just speak it. Believe it. Trust God in it. And I thank and praise God for tonight. You believe in God for things, and you want God to come and manifest His, and you're looking for direction, and you want God to lead and guide you, and you want understanding. The Word of God says, speak the word. We have not because we ask not. The word of God tells us to whatever we speak, so it will be. If you speak good things, then good things will happen. That's, if you speak bad things, then that's what you get. Your bad things come forward. That's just like a seed that you plant in the ground. If you plant apple seed, and you're gonna get apple if you put the soil in there right, and if you water it, the seed, if you go ahead on and water it, the seed of the apple begins to grow. Once it begins to grow and it begins to bear good apples, you sow. That's how you do. You got to sow into what you believe in God for. Sometimes we say everything is about money. No, everything ain't about money. But the word of God tells us whatever we sow, we reap whatever we sow. So if you sow good, you're going to reap good. If you do good, if you sow bad seeds, you get bad seeds. And this is just how faith works. If you put your trust in God, if you believe God, he's going to do it. And every time the enemy comes to you and say he's not going to do it, you tell the devil he's a liar. He said, my words say that God supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So you sow the word of God. So you speak it over your life, and then the seed will come up. And I want to pray on tonight for those that may be weak in your faith. Maybe you're not strong enough. You feel like you're not strong enough. All we need just a little bit. That was the word say, just a little mustard seed of faith. And that don't take much. And maybe you believe in God for things and you're saying it's not working. God is going to do it. And he got it, and it's in his own time. And you got to trust God for whatever you believe in him for. I thank you all for tuning in tonight. Thank God for Prophet Stacy. I thank you. Praise God. I'm learning to put things to work. I'm learning to trust God. I know how to trust him, but sometimes that my faith makes it a little weak, and I had to build my faith. And so when I had to build my faith, I just do something crazy. And whatever God tell me, do I do it? And this thing, you know, God work. He works in mysterious ways. God do it. So as I get ready to pray tonight, I want to pray for you and you and you and trust God. And you got to trust God that he's going to do it. And I want you all to continue on to. And if we have any newbies, I want to thank and praise God for you. I want to thank and praise God for you. God cares about you and God loves you. God don't like to see you hurting. God don't like to see you struggling. God don't like to see you without. For the word of God tell us, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor my seed beg bread. You don't have to beg for anything. All you got to do is ask him. His words say ask. And you'll get it. And you're not. And the door will come open. If you seek him, and you'll find him. He's not even far. He's right there at your face. He just wants you to open up to him. So now we're ready to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you on tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being so good and so kind and so merciful to us. Heavenly Father, I want to come to you first of all to say forgive us, God. Forgive us from any sin that we committed or omitted, God, that was not of you. Father God, I ask you, God, that you will continue to bless us, touch our hearts, our souls, our minds. Get in our spiritual man, God. And God, begin to touch us, Lord, where we're weak at. Father God, look upon the ones that are on the phone line, the ones that tuning in later, the ones that even listening far away. Father, even look upon the newbies, God, that don't understand it. Maybe their first time, God, but we ask you to bless them. Father God, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, that you will open up the door of their heart, that they will receive you, God. God, help them to, Lord God, to be, Lord God, in a relationship with your Father. Lord God, I ask you to touch everyone that don't even know you, God, and those that do, God, and maybe they've fallen, Lord God, fallen weak, God, and begin to pull away from you, God. Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch them right now at their weakest moment in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that you would do it right now, God. For your word say, God, that, Lord God, that your word say that you, we are the seeds, of Abraham. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for touching every area right now. Lord, touch their mind. Somebody needs you, God. They're battling against their mind. It's too important. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know how, Lord God. They're looking for direction, and they don't know whether they go to east or whether they need to go to north or west or south. But, God, we ask that you would give them direction, that you would lead them. Somebody looking for a job, God, that you will open up a door for them. Lord, we speak in them. Lord, we decree and we declare that a door will come open, God. And Lord God, that the door of finance will be able to come open, that they will be able to take care of their financial needs. Father God, somebody's seeking you, God, in their marriage, God. Lord, sometimes they get tired, and in the way of the world, they feel like it's on their shoulder, and they feel like giving up, God. But Lord God, your word say, Lord, if we trust in you with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, Lord, you will direct our path. Lord, you give them strength to deal with what they have to go through. God, I come against every stronghold and just that marriage, every poison spirit that's in the ear. Lord, everything that the enemy trying to make the eye see that it's not there. God, that you will begin to deliver and you will begin to heal and you will begin to set free of that marriage right now. Bring peace wherever confusion is. Father God, I ask that you would look upon that husband, that wife, and mend them together, God, that they would love, God, like your words say, her husband ought to love the church. Bring love into their heart. Bring love. We bind the spirit of unforgiveness right now. We come against every rebellious spirit right now. We come against every lying spirit right now. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look upon that child that wander away, that rebellious child. Bring obedience to that child. Somebody needs you right now. Somebody needs you for finance. Somebody needs you for healing. For the word of God say, Lord, that you heal is all disease. And Lord God, I come against every, Lord God, thing that the enemy threw upon them. Fourth stage cancer, third, second, whatever stage cancer that they may have, I decree and declare that they are healed right now and it's gone. Father God, I thank you for healing right now. I thank you, Father God, for delivering right now. Heal that disease. Heal that sickness right now because your word says in Isaiah 53:5, God, that you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. And by the chastising of your peace that was upon us and by your stripes, we are healed. That lets me know we're already healed, God. We just have to receive it. Father God, I even ask you to look upon that person that needs God to what church to be directed, to be led to. God, touch right now, God. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs you to keep your arms around them and just rock them, God. Somebody needs you because they're feeling down and discouraged. Somebody feeling like, God, that no one loves them, God. But your words say that you love us, God. You love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son. Father God, I ask you to touch them right now. Touch every spirit, Lord God, that's not like you. Lord, look upon the physical and the spiritual, God. Bring forth your spirit, Lord, and deliver. Heal whatever they hurt for you. Heal whatever, Lord, fulfill whatever the want for you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever drug addiction, whatever alcohol, whatever, Lord God, Lord, they're battling with God. We decree and declare that it's healed. It's delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And Father God, I cast out all strong hopes from families and from, Lord, even look at the ones in the Bahamas, God, that, Lord, still trying to rebuild, God, that you begin to send forth your finances, send forth, Lord, whatever the needs and the want, water, food. Lord, open the doors, Lord God, that no man can shut. that they will reveal all of those things that were stolen, all of that was destroyed, God, that they will be blessed 30, 60, and 100-fold. God, touch us right now. Touch us right now. Touch us in our body. Touch us in our mind. Lord, we come against the spirit of, Lord God, the enemy, God, that's trying to attack our minds, our thoughts. We come against peer pressure. We come against bipolar. We come against depression, oppression. We come against, Lord God, suicidal thought. We come against all of these things, schizophrenia. We come against all of these things that's trying to come up against our mind. And we send them back to hell from which they come from because they don't belong to you. Because your word says, let our mind be in you. That's also in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Bless your peoples on tonight, God. Touch your peoples on today. Shield them from all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, I just simply give your name glory and the honor and the praise, God. And I will say, Lord God, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise God. I didn't want to say me to cut the prayer off with amen because I want to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Maybe we have some ones on the phone line that may need prayer. And I will turn it back over to Prophet Stacy and we can say our amen after she's done. And y'all have a blessed night and may God continue to bless your weekend. God bless you. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.
To God be the glory. If there's anybody on the phone lines at this time and you need prayer, just press 1 on your phone, and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. Press 1 if you need prayer. Thank you for being on the phone lines with us on tonight. We truly appreciate it. You still have a little bit of time left. I'm going to give you this announcement. Everybody, keep in mind to join me Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific by calling the same number you called tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. The message for Monday night on Political Fire will be out of desperation. I'm sure we can all relate to that because we've all done something out of desperation. Didn't know what else to do, so we did something that maybe we shouldn't have done, and it was out of desperation. Maybe you're in a desperate situation now where you need to tune in on Monday night, and if you don't get your prayer request in on tonight for whatever reason, Monday night is your second opportunity. After the word, I will be glad to pray with you. But on tonight, I'm going to go one more time. If you need prayer, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 if you need prayer. If not, as Prophet Pay said, we're going to say amen, which means so be it. We're going to seal that prayer that she gave out of her spirit. We're going to seal it in the Holy Spirit, believing that nothing is going to come against it, but that it will manifest in each and every one of your lives. Maybe it was something that she said in the beginning of the prayer, maybe the middle of the prayer, or the end, that you need. If that's so, then receive it. And we believe that it's going to manifest in your life. Amen. So be it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you again, everybody. And we will see you on Monday night.